time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies today with a high right around 81 degrees. I'm Drew Pounce reporting the news. The City of Fairfield Water Department has advised a boil order in effect for the 100 block of West Wilson Street per the city's Facebook page last night. Water used for human consumption should be boiled until samples have passed inspection. More news right after this.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Add it to a smoothie. Freeze it on a stick. Eat it in a huge wedge. See this or not, watermelon from the Ileana Watermelon Association is just what you need right now. Local watermelon. It makes your summer sweeter.
Back to school shopping on a budget? Then Kohl's is the place to go. With the extra 20% off, I got my kids activewear for under $9 and jeans for $14.39. Plus, I found two for 20 character tees and got $10 off as a Kohl's Rewards member. More style and more savings? Check and check.
Select styles. 20% offer ends August 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In other news, around 2:12 yesterday, Fairfield Police along with Wayne County deputies responded to Mach 1 on 800 West Main Street in Fairfield on a report of a physical altercation at the location. Following an investigation, Joshua W. Poff, 37 of Flora, was placed under arrest by Fairfield officers for aggravated battery against Brandon P.J. Wheeler, 18 of McLeansboro. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and is pending a court appearance for setting a bond. Additional charges are pending. Fairfield police are investigating an incident over the past weekend where a black 1000 Jeep Cherokee that was parked on the parking lot at 901 Southwest 4th Street in Fairfield was turned over onto its top. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information regarding this incident should contact the Fairfield Police Department at 618-842-2151. Schools will begin locally today and for FCHS next week on the 15th. The FPD encourages motorists to be aware of children on their way to and or from school. As a reminder, it is a traffic violation to pass a stopped school bus with its red lights flashing and stop arm extended. This includes loading zones at each school. If cited, driving suspensions and fines could be imposed. During the first week, motorists should be aware that loading times will be longer as schools direct students to correct buses. Please take this into account while traveling near each campus. The FPD wish all students the best this school year. The Fairfield Police Department is establishing a hiring list and accepting applications for the position of a telecommunicator. The FPD operates the Wayne County E911 Public Safety Answering Point and dispatches for 11 local agencies. Attractive benefit packages, including insurance, retirement, and residency within 45 minutes of the FPD. Applications are available at the FPD located at 1002 Linegar Road in Fairfield. Application will be kept on file for 1 year. The Wayne County Board met Thursday evening with a fairly light agenda. County Highway Engineer Dennis Snydel announced that he had attended a pre-job meeting with IDOT regarding the County Highway 1 and Route 161 project. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin September 6th and is scheduled to be completed by November 8th. These dates are contingent on materials availability and weather. Seidel also informed those attending that road closures would be occurring with this project. This intersection is commonly known as Enterprise Road and 161 and has been the scene of multiple accidents and several fatalities. 3 American Recovery Plan Act, or ARPA, requests were unanimously approved by the board. They include $30,982 for completion of the courthouse camera system, $74,380 for a new AC chiller for the courthouse, and $75,000 for 2 new trucks for the highway department. County Sheriff Chris Odie announced that during July, their office handled 218 calls for service, handled 17 motor vehicle accidents, and made 25 felony arrests. The current inmate population at the jail is 22. The sheriff had high praise for the men and women of the department. County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow announced that she was making preparations for the November election, with early voting starting in late September. The board unanimously approved the appointment of Ronald Baker to a commissioner position with the Wayne County Housing Authority. He replaces Ina Dunlap and will serve until the term expiration in 2026. The Noble Village Board met Monday night in regular session. The board approved an ordinance clarifying water rate language and amending the village's sewer rates. Residents will be charged $13.23 for the first 1,000 gallons or less used per month, and for all water use over the first 1,000 gallons per month will be $5.13 per 1,000 gallons. Any fractional usage less than 1,000 gallons also being charged a corresponding fraction of the $5.13 per 1,000 gallons rate. The board approved the village's appropriations ordinance retroactive to May 1st and discussed village properties that need to be mowed. There will be a bid opening for the South 1st Street Waterline Project at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning at Village Hall. Residents were reminded that Book Barn, courtesy of the Olney Public Library, is now up and available at Village Hall. This Saturday is Noble Chowder Homecoming, and there will be some street closures, including Noble Avenue between Elm and Poplar Streets in the 100 block of East Elm Street. And the Noble's Village Garage Sale will be held on Saturday, August 20th. The Skillet Fork Bridge on Route 161 extension will soon be restricted to one-way traffic with a weight limit that will prohibit large trucks. Marion County Highway Engineer Mike McCormick told the Marion County Board Tuesday night that one section of the bridge is deteriorating rapidly and the limitations will be needed until emergency repairs are completed. McCormick plans to meet with the Marion County Board's Finance Committee on August 23rd to work out a plan to pay for the emergency repairs. He says once the reduced load limit goes back on the bridge, a truck detour will be put into place. A traffic light system will once again be used to control the one-way traffic. McCormick says the actual problem is on one of the 5 approach span bridges, but it creates a structural concern for the whole bridge. He reports at the present time there is no safety issue in using the bridge. McCormick reported construction on the new Church Road Bridge just east of Route 37 is complete, but the wet weather conditions have prohibited the construction of the approaches to the new bridge. He's uncertain when the work will be possible. McCormick says the improvements to the Heisman Road from Kell to Route 161 are being delayed due to problems in getting all of the right-of-ways in place. The Illinois State Fair is underway in Springfield. Livestock shows, harness racing, car racing, concerts, free entertainment, exhibits, dinosaurs, and just about anything you can think of deep fried and on a stick are all at the State Fair this year. Fair manager Rebecca Clark, a mother of 4 children, says she knows how important it is to hold the line on prices for families.
There's no cost in the change of admission, parking, or a mega pass this year. We have a lot of fun, new, interactive activities, plenty of free concerts, and that's on top of a plethora of opportunities at the grandstand. So we hope that you all come out and enjoy the Illinois State Fair.
There are also daily food deals and special days for free admission for seniors, veterans, and first responders. Get all the details online at illinoisstatefair.info. and the river stages as of early this morning. The Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 6.03 feet. Its flood stage is 19 feet. Bonpah Creek at Browns is at 2.64 feet. The Little Wabash near Golden Gate is at 27.83 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.27 feet. Its flood stage is 15 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 18.88 feet. Its flood stage is 18 feet. And the Little Wabash at Carmi is at 30.11 feet. Today's crude oil price is at $87.34. That's up $2.41 from yesterday. That's the news. A look at area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care. Take Fairfield Memorial Hospital care home with you. They offer home health services in Wayne, Edwards, and parts of White, Clay, Richland, and Hamilton counties. You may benefit from home health services if you are recovering from surgery, managing multiple medications, need extra care due to a life-threatening illness, recovering from an orthopedic condition, and much more. Their home health team of nurses, physical, occupational, and speech therapists are here for you 24/7, bringing you exceptional care in the comfort of your own home. For more information, contact their home health services at Fairfield Memorial Hospital at 618-842-4049. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home serving with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Mary H. Reinhardt Lovelletti, age 77, of Athens, Alabama, and formerly of Louisville, died Thursday, August 4th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1:30 today at Frankenbite Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow at Hoosier Perry Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 p.m. today at the funeral home. Cynthia M. Fitzgerald, age 89, formerly of Flora, died on Friday, April 29th. A graveside ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. today at St. Stephen Cemetery in Flora. Those attending are asked to arrive directly at the cemetery. Earl Lewis Grubb, 93, of Xenia, died on August 4th. Graveside services will be held at 11:30 today at Garrison Temple Cemetery north of Keynes. A private family visitation will be held prior to the graveside services. George Harrison Lathrop, 84, formerly of Wayne City, died on Wednesday, August 3rd. Funeral services will be held at 12 noon on Saturday, August 13th at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be held prior to the service on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. Interment will follow the services at Mount Zion Methodist Church Farnsmith Cemetery in Keynes, Illinois, with military honors provided by the Mount Vernon American Legion Post No. 141 and the Marion, Illinois National Guard's honor team. Nancy L. Thomason, 61, of Fairfield, died on Sunday, August 7th. Per the family's request, Nancy's body has been cremated. A celebration of life will be held from 2 to 4 on Saturday, August 20th at the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Christine Cable, 69, of Fairfield, died on July 22nd. A memorial service will be conducted at noon tomorrow at Fairfield's First Christian Church. The funeral service will be streamed on the church's Facebook page, First Christian Fairfield. Visitation will take place prior to the service from 10 until noon. Herman Lowell Brown, age 93, of Fairfield, died August 10th. Visitation will be held from 9:30 to 11 on Tuesday, August 16th, at Johnson Avon Funeral Home in Fairfield. Graveside services and burial with military rites will be held at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, August 16th, in St. John's United Church of Christ Cemetery, east of Metropolis. Brian Halfaker, 56, of Fairfield, died Monday, August 8th. A visitation will be held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 19th at the Johnson Avon Funeral Home in Fairfield. Following the visitation, per Brian's wishes, his body will be cremated with no formal burial. Joe Phillips, 82, of Fairfield, died on Monday, August 8th. Funeral services for Joe Phillips will be held at Nails Funeral Home on Saturday, August 13th at 12 p.m. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until service time. Burial will follow at Maple Hill Cemetery. Ronald L. Parks of Boonville, Indiana, and formerly of Carmi, Illinois, died Monday, August 8th. A final salute will be held at 6:30 on Thursday, August 18th at the American Legion in Boonville. A graveside service will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday, August 19th at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Donald J. Fielden, 79, of Fairfield, died Tuesday, August 9th. Don will be cremated and the family will host a celebration of life from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 27th at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is handling the cremation. Russell Allen Vetter, age 69, of Flora, died Tuesday, August 9th. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 16th at Frank & Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Private interment will take place in Mount Vernon Memorial Estates in Lamont. A memorial visitation will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening at the funeral home. And just a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly on our website, as well as a full list of survivors. Our website is WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies today with a high right around 81 degrees. I'm Drew Pounson reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Klossman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific palladine, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and released as continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pelleting, we check hormones by drawing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW WOKZ radio sportscast. The Cardinals allowed 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th en route to an 8-6 loss to the Rockies at Coors Field. The game was tied at 2 entering the inning before Jordan Hicks and Genesis Cabrera combined to let 6 Rockies reach in a row. Hicks was charged with his 6th loss of the season. Nolan Gorman, Paul Goldschmidt, and Nolan Arenado all homered in the losing effort. St. Louis is now 61-50 and leads the NL Central by just half a game over the Brewers. The Cardinals return home to host a pivotal series against Milwaukee tonight. Jordan Montgomery takes the mound in Game 1. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is temporarily stepping away from the team on personal matters. Head coach Todd Bowles says that Brady will be out for at least the next 10 days, meaning he'll miss the first 2 preseason games. Bull says this is something they planned ahead of training camp, and he's not worried about this impacting Brady's ability to play. The Bucs will have their first preseason game tomorrow against the Miami Dolphins. In junior high baseball last night, it was Jasper over Allendale St. Mary 21-0. In NFL preseason action, it was the Giants over the Patriots 23-21. It was the Ravens over the Titans 23-10. The Ravens have now won 22 consecutive preseason games. In MLB action, it was the Rockies over the Cardinals 8-6. Guardians over the Tigers 4-3 in 10 innings. Astros 7, Rangers 3. Royals 5, White Sox 3. Red Sox squeak past the Orioles 4-3. Marlins shut out the Phillies 3-0. Diamondbacks put a beatdown on the Pirates 9-3, and the Cubs double up the Reds 4-2. In PGA action at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, We have a two-way tie for first. Siwoo Kim and JJ Spawn both tied for first. And sitting at third place, it's Sahith Thigalia. Here's the schedule for today. In NFL preseason action, it'll be the Falcons at the Lions, Browns at the Jaguars, Guardians at the Bengals, Jets at the Eagles, and the Packers are at the Niners. In MLB action, it'll be the Brewers at the Cardinals. You can listen to that one live on our sister station at WOKZ 105.9 FM Real Country. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 6:20 later tonight. It'll be the Blue Jays at the Guardians, Orioles at the Rays, Tigers at the White Sox, Yankees at the Red Sox, Mariners at the Rangers, Athletics at the Astros, Twins at the Angels, Braves at the Marlins, Padres at the Nationals, Phillies at the Mets, Diamondbacks at the Rockies, Pirates at the Giants, and the Dodgers are at the Royals. And finally, in PGA action, it'll be continuation of the FedEx St. Jude Championship. That is a Friday check of sports.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
I'm Kyler Gammon, and here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunday, sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 82. And Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64.